My name is Asia, and I'm motherfucking tired.
I'm B, just me.
And it's your favorite cousin, Lundy Love, y'all.
And we are
Shift Talk. Let's get into it.
Hey, Asia, let's tell them first how they can get started, just like us.
All right, we live. All right, people, come on back in. Come on back in. This week's topic is something I ain't never, ever experienced a day in my life.
All right, now.
I was asked the question, and I was like, well, let me not answer it, because I don't really know the answer anyway. But let me see what my girls, you know, what they say, and maybe that'll give me some insight of how I should go about answering this question. Mm-hmm. So the question was,
what was it?
I was asked mm-hmm. from somebody I've known for years. Mm-hmm. What is it that I really like in the bedroom?
Bum, now, bum, bum.
Now, as a person who's a natural pleaser, I don't ever go into a situation, quote unquote, expecting to come out like, oh, my mind blown. I
truly
never
fulfilled.
Expect it.
Let's call it what it is.
Because women, we always sacrifice shit, right? Especially if you like somebody or if you're in love with somebody. Yeah. Sometimes you go and you sacrifice, like,
your nut for him.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
a lot of shit.
Yeah, so I don't never go into the situation like, okay, I'm going to come out with my mind motherfucker blown back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, when I go into the situation, I just be like, okay, in my mind, it's like, okay, you fulfilled. All right, I can go. Mm-hmm. I'm out this piece. I only needed a couple of, you know.
I just needed to
get
pause.
Me halfway there, and then I can go and fix the rest of that shit. Uh-huh. So, when asked this question, I'm like, what, huh? I ain't never been asked that question, even by somebody that loved me, and I actually loved them. Mm-hmm. Like, in love, mm-hmm. I've never been asked that question, so I didn't know how the fuck to go about it. Mm-hmm. Ladies.
Well.
And I know this is something that a lot of women probably struggle with, because...
Yeah, I mean, it ain't something that niggas ask. Definitely ain't
they literally
something that they
don't.
Ask.
Like, they don't ask you. They don't ask you, baby, do you feel like... What you feel like tonight? How you want it?
Nah, they definitely not asking about tonight. Now, in the beginning, you do get... I mean, well, at least I get asked...
Yeah.
What I like, what I want.
Yeah.
Because I'm very vocal about what I like and what I want. So we gonna have those type of conversations, because I need to know what type of person you are and what you into. Because I'm into a lot of different stuff, but I match energy.
Right.
So I'm not about to expose myself.
You know what?
You feel me?
So. I'm kind of the same way. So if you give me half ass, I'm going to give you half ass. I'm not going to pull out my bag of old tricks.
Uh-huh.
The hold'em that I have
is that grip
in my
and that's
soul.
It. Just because I can't let a nigga talk greasy about me.
I get that. I feel that. Motherfucker tired. What you got? What you got, boo? What you got?
Well, I don't know. Shit, guys. It just really depends, y'all. I mean, have I been asked before? Yeah, definitely. I've been asked. But.
Damn, am I one in a million? What the fuck?
No, I wouldn't say that. But it's more so.
No, it is rare.
It's more so like.
And it's only with boys.
It's like some men ask you, but just because they ask you doesn't mean that they intend on fulfilling that very purpose.
Yeah, but.
They might not be able
to fulfill that purpose.
Hello.
But this particular person, I know for sure it's very passionate.
I mean, nigga, selling the wolf tickets.
And very adamant about, you know, me.
And y'all been together before? Have y'all...
energy.
Have y'all been together before? Does he know your body?
Yes.
You're not answering my question.
Yes, okay. He does.
All right, so...
But I usually go over there intoxicated, so I don't... be in
intoxicated.
I don't be in the mode of thinking.
Okay, all right.
sex bill barrage.
You just be coming over and kill shit.
That's crazy. Yeah, I just come here and kill shit and leave. And then I get a text message like, so you just gonna fuck me and leave me like that? How you? How the fuck?
I just fuck you and leave.
B niggas be like, did I just get fucked?
That I just get fucked and ducked.
What? I did get that text message a couple of times. Like, did you leave? Did you leave? Oh.
Oh. Oh my god. I just hit my lip on the mic. Oh y'all.
Damn. That ain't no fun.
Shit, I'm just saying, it probably has been a situation where somebody been like, I'm just about to get this dick and dip.
And fuck it, that bread, get that head, and leave.
Your motherfucking ass fall asleep, that's it.
But I don't know, that's the crazy thing. Like, I don't ever fall asleep. Yeah, even if they come over to my house, I never...
I sit up and wait for them to leave, so you...
Bitch, I do.
Hit that nigga.
So what you about to do? I don't ever get to ask that question. Them niggas be sleep. I be like, sitting in the bed playing motherfucking Tetris and shit. Like,
well, we're never in.
Shit.
So what you about to do?
Yeah, nigga, is you gonna leave or no?
That's why I go never
sit in the fucking living room. Like, okay, so
I ain't never been hit with the fucking. So what you about to do? My ass be like.
Bitch, lay here. The fuck?
I've always been like,
I know. Yeah, that'd be embarrassing.
Unless it's requested to stay. Like,
I don't. Exactly. I don't. But I don't go in there with the intentions of, oh, this nigga gonna be like, okay, where you going? Like,
but some I had some guy ask,
what you moving to? Like, damn, no. You about to go? Like, what if I just
listen, let me tell you.
No.
I've been to a place. I was just about
to go to the bathroom.
So I went over to somebody's house. And, you know, shit happened. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm like sliding. My bitch ass is sliding out the bed like this.
Because I was sliding.
The bed was against the wall. Look, the bed was against the wall. So I'm sliding down. The nigga sleep, okay? Trying so I'm sliding right
out the headlight.
And he like, Gucci, this nigga jumped up. You about to go somewhere?
Oh, no, I was just on the check. I was, I had to use it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be back.
That's the go-to every time.
Yeah, because I was about to dip. Like, I had put, look.
Don't let him have a bathroom in the room.
Bro. I slid down the bed and I put my pants on as I'm sliding this shit.
At some point, I just think like niggas is just like a bunch of hood niggas, and hood niggas don't play that shit. No, where the fuck you going? You out to steal my shit
or who you about to set me up?
So you know, I'm like, I ain't even mad at niggas nowhere when they be nigga, like when they be
this
like
nigga was ex-military, so yeah. I know for sure.
Like, cause I was like,
oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Like, and then he's like, you about to go somewhere? Like,
nah.
You got somewhere to be? I gotta go to the bathroom.
Baby, this is the only place I got to.
And I just want to wash up real quick. And yeah. He like, all right, you need a towel? Nah, I got one in my bag.
That's so sweet. My bag is in the car, though.
Right. All right, I'm gonna just stand at the door while you
get
your bag.
Yes, I'm going to stand.
Oh my god. Just let me go. Yeah, I want to go home. Are you holding me?
Let me go home. Let me get the hotline up.
Somebody call the hotline. And then he get back in the bed and go straight back to sleep. Like, ain't shit happened. Like, damn.
Sitting there laying there miserably. I'm like, I just wanted to go home.
Hot than a bitch. Y'all know I get high easily, so I'm sitting there higher than a bitch. He want to cuddle me like this.
No, not cuddle.
Yes, this was your nigga.
No, what is he cuddling?
He could have been.
Cuddle with the hoes.
Oh man, that's
y'all,
y'all,
y'all fucking lying, bro.
You cuddle with the hoes, Asia. You out here giving niggas hope, bro.
Well, she's in a let's clear this up. We are in happy, committed relationships.
Yes, that's who these niggas is, because I'm single than a motherfucker.
You got to remind the people in the back.
I've
been single for a while. I was sleeping too hard. I'm sorry, baby. I was sleeping too hard.
You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
Back in the day.
These two, they ain't happy.
I didn't experience like dating or
I've never really dated. I've only had three relationships in my life.
My baby daddy.
Just two relationships. Yeah. Well, besides, like, I don't really count high school because we was high school.
I've only been into college. It's freshman year, first semester.
So, no, that still count because he overlapped into college.
Yeah, sorry.
So, now, if you're talking about ninth grade, that's some shit that I can't count. Okay, so, I would have to go baby daddy. That one did my current boyfriend. So I've only had three boyfriends.
See?
They weren't even boyfriends. They were fiancés. So
I was a fiancé before I was a baby mother.
I was a fiancé first. After somebody told me, like, look, bitch, if I can't nobody here, I was like, yeah, let's not share the cooch with everybody. We're just not good. I couldn't even explore my hold'em at that moment because I was like, oh my God, like,
we had a word that we have to interpret for the listeners.
Hold'em.
Hold'em. Boom, boom, boom. Hold'em. Okay, so hold'em is when it's usually committed like in your early 20s, maybe like early adults from 18 on, maybe up to about 24, 25 being acceptable,
women in their 30s.
Because I've been my hold'em now.
That's what I'm about to say.
That's
true.
I'm a real like clink clink type of person when it comes to being in a relationship.
You don't want to express, like, you can still be in a relationship, but y'all gonna be doing.
Yeah,
chewing the nasty.
Y'all gonna be doing some whole shit.
Oh yeah,
you gonna have to reach in your whole bag.
Freak a leak
every now and again. See, you ain't gonna say it, but I will. Yes, I've reached in my bag.
I like to give
quite a bit of time.
Some things with some blueberries.
I like to swing from the chandelier from time to time, you know.
Not during this.
I'm like, cause nobody could ever say that they had the same from me. It was always different.
Yeah.
Because I treat you accordingly.
Yes. I listen to your body.
If you my mans, baby, you might get something that someone else has never had. And even from a previous relationship, maybe that person has not had that part of me because everybody is individuals and you're all different. Yes. So I have to treat you and do you accordingly.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yes. Only certain people can bring out certain energies in you where you even want to.
But that's the thing. Okay, so listen. I mentioned before that I go to certain places.
Certain places.
drunk. But not drunk, you know? Uh-huh. But, like, I take myself out of the equation. Mm-hmm. So when I go, I don't have to deal with feelings. Okay? Because I know how to block them out.
I'm going to get this.
So you a nigga.
Yeah, I'm a nigga. I'm sorry. I'm a straight nigga. I'm a thug nigga at that. Because I want what I want, and then I'm out. Like,
Drop them drawers now.
So you deleting numbers right after. Like, yeah, nigga, don't touch me. Don't call me. Don't text me. None of that.
You was not like that, B. You fucking lying. I'm about to
say, she ain't cut like that.
You know she is not cut like that.
Why? Because I'm sweet?
Because you light skin. Because
I'm sweet?
Because you light skin.
Oh, because I'm light. Oh, no, baby. Like, don't call me. I'll call you. Don't call me. I'll call you. Okay.
But you still going to call, though.
You
still going
to call. No, I don't. I do not.
And if they be like, oh, I don't. Busy.
That's the problem. I don't. And then they be like, you don't care about me no more? Like, oh. All right. Listen, if you don't call me, I don't think that you want to be bothered with me. So I don't fuck around with you.
My cutoff game has evolved over last few years.
So, yes, I'm
like, the cutoff game is real. Like, to where I don't believe in being friends with my exes. If you are my ex, it's fuck you.
Bitch.
Fuck you.
And the horse you rode in on.
You motherfucker. It's fuck
that's
you.
Fun. Yeah.
That's it. Like, I don't want to be no friends with no exes. Fuck you, you bitch. Because you, I mean, like, that's
the only,
it.
I wish
the only
all
person
my
I
exes,
can come close to being friends with is Meech. And that's only because my mom and his mom work together still. Listen,
I mean, that's you got. Oh, I don't. I mean, there's my baby daddy, but he just. I'm like, we share the same. We share the same broke best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
We
yeah.
share the same but broke like, best friend. Ain't got.
It's
got
crazy because
do,
most of all
up.
My exes yeah. are friends, and that's because. I guess I'm one of the biggest.
I don't know, maybe you're just a great
I'm
fucking
just,
person.
I'm a, I'm really not. One of the boys. Like, seriously. We'll sit and talk about hoes and all that shit. I wish all of them the best of luck. I want them all to be motherfucking happy.
Never
away from me.
Anything.
Amen.
I just don't give a fuck. Well, I mean, like, boy, I'm only talking about boyfriends. Like,
yeah.
So, before Al, it's only two other niggas. It's Meechie and
one
Tim.
One of them niggas I don't talk
fuck
to, and one of them
Tim.
Ain't here no more, so.
Like, the long
shit.
Way. Fuck Tim. Battle. If you're listening to this,
fuck you.
The long way.
The long way.
The long way.
And then, I mean, Meechie, you all right, but still, like.
I ain't. All I say is, if it's an ex, it's an ex for a reason.
Exactly.
Like, you can't, man. Just doubling back just ain't where it's at no more. Like, don't double back for shit. If somebody fucked you over once and they fucked you over good, I'm sorry. Just leave that shit there.
But like,
I don't know.
With me, one for me.
I only had two boyfriends. We ain't counting high school. Mm-hmm. The nigga, one of the niggas is from high school. So, you know what I'm saying? We ain't really, I wasn't doing shit in high school other than being my motherfucking self.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. I didn't.
So, as far as relationships go, one is not here no more. And the other one is off doing who the fuck knows what with who the fuck knows who. And I don't give a fuck. He could suck a sick dick and I would not care. Okay. Don't wish death on him. But if he stubbed his toe and broke that motherfucker,
win a lottery, lose his ticket.
You know, I wouldn't be mad. If he slid off a bridge but didn't die, you know, I would not be mad. But as far as like people, well, yeah, that's it.
I feel that. I got a
loyal hoe. That's about it. I don't even
want. Damn.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely be like that. Like, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21. So.
I didn't lose mine until I was 18. Then, shit, a couple of months, I was pregnant. Like, God damn it. How the fuck did we get here? Motherfucking twins, bitch. I hate you. I turned 19. Got my ass and then wiped my ass like, God damn it, I don't even like you, bitch. It was all bad. Yeah. I had got to be more careful.
Got to be more careful.
And the crazy gotta pull thing quicker is, than. You want to know what's funny? Do you really want to know the hilarious part about the whole fucking relationship? I had never had an orgasm with him.
Well,
an orgasm?
Like, never.
Damn, you can get those before you come. Like, how the... Damn. Right?
Two fucking babies and no orgasm. It was all bad.
Y'all have had the pee-pee button touched?
Yeah.
The P button?
Yeah.
Twice.
That's a bad motherfucker.
Listen.
Right there. Oh, who done all the fucking water?
Done. You're done for after that.
After that, I can't do shit for you.
It depends. No, it depends for me. Like, it depends on how long the session has been and how many times we didn't got you didn't got me to the point.
Yeah.
And then you hit me that last time, it's over. I'm done.
Yeah, because once he know where to go, he can just go there every time.
Yes, and I'd be like, no, you bitch, where are you going? It's over.
Click that button. Nope. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean I'm over. We just started. Exactly. You just knew where to go. You dropped the pen. You feel me?
Okay, you over here dropping bombs. Okay, we get it. Goddamn. But if you got me there a couple of times, then you hit me that last time, it's over. Like, nigga, I hope you got yours because I'm going to bed. I'm not driving like this, so you better scoot the fuck over. That's the one time I'm going to stay the fuck over. Scoot over, bitch. It's over.
Shriveled.
Now, call me in like 3 more hours. Maybe 4. We'll be back. To be continued.
She needs some milk.
Put him in the coffin.
It's
over.
Bro, it definitely be like that.
Over.
So shift talk, we going back to topic now. So the topic is, just for you guys that just now joining the podcast, the topic tonight is, what'd you say, B? Run it back one more time.
The question was, hey, I never asked you, what do you like in the bedroom?
Yeah,
and a bitch still dumbfounded. It's amazing. I've never been speechless before in my life.
I feel it though, because it is shocking if you never really like had that question asked to you. And like I said, I only been asked that question by guys who was my boyfriend or potential to be my boyfriend, or thought they had potential, I should say. Thought they had potential.
Oh shit.
So like everybody don't ask, but when they do, you just gotta be like, well shit, like I match energy.
Say what you need to say.
Like I match energy, so it don't really necessarily matter what I like. I can tell you what I don't like before I tell you what I like.
Exactly, and that's where I'm at. Because I ain't even never came out my whole bag for him, like, at all. At all.
Just but did straight, he bring straight, that energy out of
you? Pull basic up the trick shit.
Hell yeah. I was like, I was shocked at the motherfucker, like, what? Bitch, you just snuck up on me. Back the fuck up. What? What you doing? Sitting there looking like Heathcliff. The clock. Like, what the fuck is going on here? The last time I was like, oh, I got to get the fuck on. I got to go. I see you when I see you, homie. That was like 3 weeks ago. Like, got to go.
That ain't safe.
Nah. Hell no. Nah. I had to run out of there. Like, shit, the house on fire. Gotta go.
I know that's right. Sometimes
I don't play
when
that.
It's too bomb.
I don't play that feeling shit.
I mean, it's nice
last
to
time
be
I tried. No, that's it's wonderful. Yeah. I've been there, done that. Mm. Motherfucker left me. I hate his ass. I love him. Anyways.
Damn.
Nobody tells motherfucker has to leave me on crazy ass. I was used to it. Like, all right. I know what I got to sacrifice. I know what I got to do. We in this thing. Mm-hmm. Now, like, dating. Like, I tried to date. I was like, yeah, okay, I'll date. And then the one guy I wanted to date turned out to be complete bullshit.
Damn.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You a whole-ass nigga for that. Now he be posting damn Facebook messages, cryptic messages. I'm so tired of being single. I want to have a wife. Like, bitch,
be the same motherfucker hitting on all the bitches. Same one talking about he want a girlfriend, want a wife.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Ho ass niggas. Mm. Oh, now you want to settle down. Now you want to have a girlfriend. You want to have a relationship. You could have had that shit, but you was fucking. You fucked up.
You's a hoe. All right. I said
I'm a little confused over here, guys. I'm not even gonna lie to you, but it's all right.
I'm confused too. Shit, shit, talk.
All right, guys.
Yeah, being in love is cool. I've been there, done that.
Yeah, being in love is great. You know, got somebody you can love. They love you, and you love them, and you both love each other.
Facts.
So fucking great. But you know what also is great?
Loyalty.
You know what also is great?
That's true.
Communication.
Communication is fucking key. And when you tell somebody that, they look at you and be like, yeah, man, but they really don't actually know how to fucking communicate. So you're saying, yeah, you're agreeing with me, but as I'm communicating with you,
I just want to know, when do you truly come to an understanding? Because like, you can grasp an understanding in that very moment, but then there might be something else that arises that may cause a misunderstanding. And now, and not saying that you're back at square one, but that was another stepping stone to the foundation of where you're trying to go.
I feel like it depends on the situation, because it's like, if it was something that like was discussed, right? But it was discussed to the point where it was like, okay, well, I acknowledge this behavior and I'm going to make the change, but the change doesn't happen. So then you are acknowledging the same behavior. So yeah, you did have an understanding of why they did it before and why they maybe have done it again, or done something else. But it's like, they told you that they recognized what they did and the change was going to come, but it has yet to come. So I think that's where it comes from. I don't think it's a misunderstanding.
The change can be short lived.
Well, then it's not really change. It's just more manipulation
than anything.
Yeah. It's not change. It's just because telling you what you want to hear.
I feel like growth in relationship happens when they acknowledge that change and they actually
do it.
Do the fucking change. See the progress in that change. That's growth. That means, okay, now we about to go to the next level of our relationship.
Right.
And shit about to get deep.
Right.
But if you ain't doing that, then I'm gonna stay here because I don't trust your ass. Mm. You might be wishy-washy. You might be a little bipolar on some days. Like, oh yeah, I got this. And then 2 days later, you back to doing whatever the fuck you said you wasn't gonna do no more, or you said that was going to change and it has yet to change. But you did it because you don't want to lose me.
Right.
Not because you truly wanted to change
the
so
behavior.
That, yeah,
or you
the
think
behavior
it's a
so
problem.
That this relationship can grow so we can get to the next step.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, as a myself personally, like, I never at my current boyfriend, as you guys know, I never ask him, like, if I have an issue with something that he has done or said or whatever, I never ask him, like, to just go ahead and make that change. Like, I don't like this. You need to change this. I ask him more so, like, what do he see? Like, what behavior did he notice about himself? And then, but normally, like, most of the time, he say, oh, he don't notice his behavior. He just noticed my change. And then he'll go back and, like, oh, well, well, no, you just interpreting shit the wrong way, blah, 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 blah. You feel me? And it's something like that. So it's never something where I'm coming at him like, no, you need to change this shit. Yeah, it's like, I just want the understanding, like, okay, because if you don't think this is a negative behavior, then it's not, because you don't mean it to be negative. Okay. I'm just perceiving it that way.
Like, just, like, best believe when, like, I know I can speak from my point of view. Like, it just as a woman, if there's something that needs to be talked about or I finally bring it to your attention, it's because that shit has literally been driving me nuts for a while.
Right, right, facts.
And I'm fine. As a woman,
I gotta say something.
Yes. Right.
Because if I don't say something, I'm gonna do something irrational.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. As a woman,
I totally agree.
Exactly.
Keep myself from being behind bars
and
or
being on
behind
the edge.
A wheel or on the edge at 11. I better tell my man what the fuck is wrong before I get to that point. Uh-huh. And I would just hope that he would do the same and tell me what was wrong or if I did something to offend him before he get to that. You know what?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm sick of you.
Right. Yeah.
Facts.
I'm like, don't talk to me like that. What I do?
Yeah. That's all I ask. Like, just like, hey, just tell me what's wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, communication is
and then you have to be patient if your partner doesn't know how to communicate either. You gotta give them the chance.
It's tough.
And I know you can't kick and pry.
I know for sure.
You can't
that
kick and pry because you still got feelings at the end of the day, but you still gotta just understand.
I said pull and pry, like pry that motherfucking shell up. You can't do it. No.
Why not?
And you know what? You wait.
You don't get all the meat when you do that.
Listen.
Okay.
I know for sure that Thomas had a task on his hand when
I
he...
I get most of it, though.
When he...
I'm going to stick the butter knife in.
When he was like, hey, yo, we going to be together. And I was like, oh, okay. That's nice. But he didn't know how hard it would be to get me to actually have real-life communication with him. I didn't know how to communicate until Thomas.
No. I sometimes wonder, like, am I a hard person to love?
No.
Like, is it hard to love me?
I feel like I am.
Do I complain too much?
Listen. No,
actually,
the crazy thing is, out of all of us, you got to be the most lovable.
Yeah.
Shit. Now,
I'm nice. Your personality is too bubbly.
Right. I'm nice, but I'm not your nice.
Yeah.
You are the sweetest, by far the sweetest person I've ever met in my life.
Build her up.
Okay. Like, for me, I knew it was going to be a task. And me and Thomas talked about it constantly. About, babe, you don't communicate. You just go into your shell. I was like, I don't know how to express that feeling that I have when I'm going through what I'm going through. I never had somebody to be like, well, this is what I'm going through, and we talk it out, and he like, okay, well, you know, no, I never had that. So coming from just keep that shit intact and keep it moving.
Oh, baby, baby.
Now I'm in a relationship.
If you let me hold you.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm in a relationship, and all he want to do is be that person that hold me down, and I can't even be like, well, this bothers me and that bothers me. No, I was like, okay. So what he would do is, he would pry a little bit. He'd be like, okay, babe, you okay? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm good, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, no, you're not. But I'll come back and ask you later. Mm-hmm. And he'll come back and ask me. And I'd be like, no, I'm good. And he'd be like, Or I'd be like, I don't want to talk about it. He'd be like, okay. Then he'll come back. Nigga was persistent, I tell you. Mm-hmm. He'll come back and he'll be like, all right, now you want to talk about this? Because it's bothering.
Love ya.
It's bothering me. It's bothering me that you are feeling the way, and I don't know how to help you.
Yeah.
So can you talk to me?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh shit, this motherfucker really loved me.
It's a husband.
I was like, ooh. Oh, this is forever. Okay. So I'm like, okay, cool. We in this. So I started talking. And I'm like, oh, shit, I ain't know that this shit actually works. Mm-hmm. Like, I can actually, and he never would be like, oh, well, you said this. Mm-hmm. It would just be like, okay, well, I feel that.
Okay.
So let's work on that.
Yeah.
The fuck? Who are you and where did you come from?
Does anybody know how to hold my heart? That's beautiful.
So I definitely get what you're saying.
It's Lester.
You know, I get baby, what you're saying when y'all talk about communication because I didn't know how to communicate. Now I have gotten to a point where I can communicate a lot better than what I used to.
Yeah.
Because talk. Yeah. Hell no. I ain't talking about shit. I'm taking this shit to...
I'm taking this shit to the grave, bro.
Yeah. I'm taking this shit to the grave.
I told you how I was raised.
That's how I was... technically, that's how I was raised, too. I'm taking this shit to the grave. Like, you hear me? Fuck it. So, when that happened, I'm like, okay, so communication is definitely number one. Uh-huh. Shit. You can do whatever when it comes to sex. You got all kinds of gadgets. You got all kinds of things that you can pull out the bag of, you know?
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually talking to a person and seeing their heart, and having that intimacy and having that that bond, mm-hmm. that shit is
amazing. That's
amazing shit.
That's where the relationship is. Like, it's like, God fuck damn, sex for real.
By the way, you talking to your hoe?
I love you. Aww. This episode is dedicated to
Tommy.
The more you know.
Today is his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday! Bam, 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 bam!
No wonder you sitting in this beach so sad. Not saying nothing to nobody.
Well, yesterday, I'm sorry. Yesterday was his birthday, and I went to work, and I wanted to kick everybody's ass. And I was like, all right, let me just count. It happens like that. You a mess. But, like... it happens like that. Like, I be in the mood. And I be like, I don't even know why the fuck I'm in the mood. I didn't even look at the date. Mm-hmm. And when I got up this morning, well, when I got home this morning, I'm like, no wonder I wanted to kick everybody's ass. Mm-hmm. It's your birthday. And like, fuck, it's almost been 2 years. And I don't know what the fuck to do. Mm-hmm. Fucking date. Like these niggas out here.
Yo, I really don't.
It's gonna be a hard act to follow.
That shit crazy. I'm just thinking, like, I really don't enjoy dating. Like,
I fucking hate dating. Like, in 2020?
God forbid something happened, like, with my current relationship and we don't make it or something. Like, I'd probably be, like, devastated because, yo, like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, because I don't feel like doing this shit again. I don't want to do it again.
Well, I will not do it again.
Been there, done that. I don't want to date.
I have me a few loyal.
I thought
a few loyal.
I'm not doing this shit again.
And I'm living my best life. But that's knock on wood. That's only if things don't work out. I'm not planning for things not to work out. Exactly. So,
it's gonna work. It's gonna work.
Crazy because, like, I didn't think that. I was like, yo, we was planning our fucking wedding and shit. So I'm like, okay, we good. We in this thing. We got these two beautiful kids. We in this thing. We about somehow, some way, we gonna work on this baby mama thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, we gonna have to work on this baby mama thing.
There's somebody kids out there wishing for a wonderful stepmother.
Right. I mean, hello. And it was just like, boom. I was like, God damn it, what the fuck happened here? So you never know what's gonna happen. But I'm really grateful that I learned how to live life day by day. And not leaving shit. Like, we never went to bed mad at each other. Mm-hmm. We always talk shit out. Even when I didn't want to talk shit out. So, now I have a sense of if I do get back into the dating scene, it's going to be some tough ass footsteps.
Yeah.
Because he has, you know. That's crazy.
That nigga did all the fucking laundry, bro.
Nigga. And he washed the dishes for me because he knew I hate washing dishes.
That's some shit.
He washed the clothes. I fold them. You pay this bill. Oh, I pay that bill. Baby, you ain't got no gas in your tank? All right.
I fill her up.
Baby, you ain't got no gas in your tank. Let me go.
I want that type of love to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning to go clean the snow off your car and start
and
your car.
And he did that.
Wait for that.
He did
that
shit. Listen.
So that you drive to work, this your nigga, drive is going to be warm and toasty,
listen,
baby.
He got
I
up.
Suffer the cold.
He bought me one of these big ass, you know that extended ass windshield thing? Mm-hmm. He bought me one of those. Put some salt, some ice melt in the back of my trunk and put a little shove back there. So every morning, he would get up, go clean the car off. Because I went to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was driving trucks. So he'd go out there. I'd be getting up 4 o'clock. I'm in the shower. And I hear the door open. I'm like, okay. Come downstairs after I done got good and put my clothes on. I got breakfast. I got lunch.
Amen.
I said, what the hell kind of
beans, green tomatoes,
I said, ham, what is this?
Your name?
That's right, crazy. Guys, that's crazy.
But you know, so like, when you do, I hate the times when people be like, well, you doing something for somebody that you're like, let me reframe. So
that's not reciprocated?
No, not that. Like when people say you're showing wifely duties or wifely gestures.
I don't believe in that.
I don't think so either because
I don't believe in that.
I just want to treat somebody the way I want to be treated. Exactly. Like, but
that's how I move in the world.
Repeat your question.
I was saying that I don't think when someone says like, oh, y'all problem is y'all out here
being wives before
y'all really get to
I don't believe in that.
I don't like that concept because my father was literally a stand-up gentleman and man to women that he was not engaged to marry. Mm-hmm. Women that he had long-term relationships with. So I just don't feel like I should be half-assed in any kind of way if I'm not doing
absolutely
that to you.
I feel that.
Because I'm not going to half-ass you as your woman.
I feel
woman
that.
Yeah.
If I can do it for you, I'm going to do it.
I feel that 100%.
I feel that too, especially when y'all in a relationship and y'all know y'all committed and is going towards married
something
or long-term commitment.
Yes.
You know you're going to be here long-term, then yes, you're absolutely right. There's no limit to
because
the way that
you should
act. If it's
a short-term, what the fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
Well, it's like, it's not necessarily a short-term. I'm going to just give it to you from my perspective. So, like, not necessarily short-term. Going into the relationship with Tim, he made me his girlfriend. He told me I was his girlfriend. It wasn't like, oh, we're kicking it. No, I was just nice. I gave this nigga my Beats headphones because I didn't want to use them anymore. He asked me about them. I said, here, you can have it. The next day, he told me I was his girlfriend. So it was like, all right. And at that time,
that motherfucker weird. You should have known strike one.
I mean, but at that time,
I had
low self-esteem.
Get your
about
ass
myself
up and hold my hand.
Exactly. I was fucking Norby, bro.
Wow.
Okay, Rasputia.
Exactly. But I'm like, okay, in that relationship, it was like, all right, this nigga done told me this. He say he liked me. All right, whatever. And I already didn't have the best confidence in myself. So I'm like, all right, well, I can learn to like this nigga. I can learn to grow with him. And yeah, and
listen,
like,
as a woman,
so
that is
I
the worst thing
treating
to fucking
him
do
like
to
my wife. I mean,
call it what it is. Call it what it was.
Exactly.
You
dropped the mic.
Exactly. He's a bitch.
Call it what the fuck he was.
But nah, I can't. I wouldn't be doing. Acting like his wife, knowing that I don't love or like this nigga.
Hell
for real.
No.
I'm just being a nice person. He took
you're
my
just
niceness.
Being, you're being yourself.
Exactly.
That's why I said I don't believe in that bullshit because as as people like us, because we're all almost the same person.
But I know what I'm doing.
I don't understand that
either. What is wrong with these fucking monsters?
Because, you know, the world is not...
What is wrong with people?
For some reason, most of the people in the world just don't have any morals and no standards and don't know how to treat people.
I mean,
because
people
were raised... We
to
were
treat
raised
you
to
how you
want to
be
people.
Treated.
You know what I'm saying? I was raised to serve. I've always had that in me.
Right.
So, I'm like, when I go out to the world and I, you know, because people, for some people, they'll speak to me and like, we'll have a conversation. I'm a total fucking stranger. Have a full-fledged conversation. I'm like, oh. Okay, maybe it's kind of decent people in the world. And then turn around and some bullshit happen. I'd be like, God damn it!
Shit, just
fucking human beings suck! Why the fuck do human beings suck so goddamn much?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I really wish I had the answer, because then we all would be in much better places.
Hello.
I don't know.
If people, like, I don't know, because I think we said this last podcast, a lot of times, like, people just they see you happy and they envy it so much, or they don't understand it so much.
And jealousy is a motherfucker.
A motherfucker.
That is crazy. But like, why would you be jealous over me? And you've seen how hard I've worked to get here.
Because they've seen how hard you worked to get here.
No, but look.
They see the smile on your face. They see the conversation. And they don't have that, Quito.
I had this conversation with one of my coworkers. No lie. The other day. And I was like, I don't understand.
You're telling people my nickname, nigga.
Right. Okay.
But like, I had the conversation. I said, I said, I don't understand how somebody could be jealous of me. I said, I'm 31. Uh-huh. You know, I don't have no kids. Might not have no kids. Uh-huh. And I'm just listing shit that's just pure facts, not just insecurities, but just pure facts.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, I'm homeless.
Uh-huh.
I have a job. I work at fucking the slave ship.
Uh-huh.
And I don't make
slave
shit.
Slave headquarters.
You know what I'm saying? I don't make shit. I have no assets and nothing under my belt other than a fucking CDL. And you jealous, bitch? And she was like, well, you know what? I'm going to just tell you something real quick. She said, they might not be envious or jealous of what you have. They envious and jealous of your spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, well, damn, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She dropped that shit on me so quick, and I didn't know what the fuck to do. She said, yeah.
Sometimes your spirit
just like
people,
you know. When we see each other being down or feeling a certain kind of way, and we uplift each other, everybody can't do that. Everybody can't just be in the mix and say, well, I see you not having a good day, but you know, I just want to tell you I love you.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you you're fucking awesome. And
of course.
You're great, and shit is going to build up bomb for you. You know what I'm saying?
Build her up, because
and
there's
some
there's
people
10
don't
other
have
people
that.
That her down.
They are they're selfish. Most people are selfish, and they can't see outside of themselves.
Yeah.
And if there's anything that I would like, yo, my mother and father were very pro black people, and they like really just immerse themselves in the compliment one another.
Yeah.
Be there for your black man. Be there for your black woman. Let her know she is the apple of your eye. Let your man know you see how hard he's working.
You see
how the world is
against him. You see the king in him.
But just know that, baby, when you get home, this your castle, and I'll be here to serve you. I mean, there's literally nothing wrong with
any
of that.
Absolutely.
But when it's not reciprocated, that's when that shit becomes a problem. Because you cannot just build one person up in one area,
any type of relationship, it has to be some type of reciprocity in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I must expect things out of you.
No,
what I'm saying is, come on, you see this, nigga. If I drop a chair, and you behind me.
I hope you pick I hope you pick it up before we bust both our asses.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that is what makes, besides the communication, a relationship great. Like, you gotta, when I'm down, I need you to be like, hey, bitch, you the baddest bitch I know.
Right.
Let's get
letting,
it.
Right. Letting somebody else have your back.
Yes.
You have to let.
Yes. And that's lit. And it's crazy because for people like us, it's really hard.
Oh,
that's
it's hard because we're so used
to being able to pick people up and serve people and get them to the next level.
Yeah.
But when it comes to us, it'd be like, well, damn, bitch.
I don't trust you.
Everybody, who the fuck are you and where the fuck you come from? Because I don't trust not a goddamn part of you.
Like, with my foot in a car accident, I didn't expect my boyfriend to, like, really step up and be there as much as he was. It's like, it's not something that I was used to witnessing a man that I'm dating do.
Yeah.
So that really surprised me. I was definitely really surprised, and I was really appreciative of that.
And that shit is a process.
I was like, wow.
For people like us, that shit is a process.
I was amazed. And I'm like, I was glad that something like that happened. So, I mean, with each relationship that I'm in, it's like I learned, like, yo, there's somebody out there willing to do that for me?
Hell yeah.
And then, somebody willing to do that for me?
No lie. I think I told you this. When Thomas was in the hospital, one of his hospital visits, he was, like, really fucking sick. Like, the medicine they had him on was some shit that was fucking him up in so many different ways. So once they took him off of it and he ate and shit, and he was like, man, I got shit. I was like, okay. He was like, how am I supposed to wipe my ass with this fucking IV in my hand like this? I was like, I got you. He like, you wipe my ass with me? Nigga, you take care of me. This, when has this ever been a one-sided thing? He looked at me and was like, man, I knew your ass was going to be my wife.
I'm trying to tell you, I never forget having a, daddy was, right before he died, he was in a hospital and, he really had to go to the bathroom and he was like bedbound. And, he was like, I got to use it. And then, like, the tears just welled up in his eyes.
Because he didn't want you to do nothing.
I said, Daddy, I'll help you use the bathroom. He's like, no, I just, I'm like, yo.
Yes.
The 350-pound black bald head man just crying.
Yes, yes.
Because his pride
yes.
does not want his
no.
baby, his baby girl,
no.
to help him use the bathroom.
Nope.
Daddy, this
that's
I'm
a
just
real
like,
motherfucking
daddy,
man
daddy,
for you.
Not, daddy,
that's some
no.
real man shit.
You know, that's wow. My daddy did not want me to help him.
That
go
is
to
some
the
real man
that
shit.
Pride.
Yes.
I'm like, yo, this is all I could. I guess literally, our fathers are the first representation of
yes.
the expectations of a man.
Absolutely,
and
no, 100%.
My daddy has definitely set the bar high, and sometimes I just look at myself and be like, "Yo, how the fuck did you let some of these other people slip in?"
Hello,
he was raised with the shit that
hello.
You, how the fuck did you do that?
Let me tell you something. My daddy
was looking for the opposite of what your father is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the rules.
Ain't that crazy?
You think of that.
Yeah, you think of the rules. You're like ah.
Exactly. Like immediately when I first heard that phrase, like, oh, girls date, you know, grow up to marry
oh, yeah.
their fathers or
and
somebody like
so
their
true,
fathers.
Like, I didn't think it was true, but I
tried my best to go
the opposite way
yes.
because we're fucking rebels with a cause. Yes.
Exactly.
And when,
just like my dad.
When I say my dad wasn't the greatest person, not my father. Because my father is still living.
My father.
My dad, who raised me. He wasn't the greatest fucking... He wasn't, hey, give this man a fucking scholar. Like, no. He was a real ass country boy. And he taught me so much about independence and so much about being a black queen. without even saying anything, just by the way that he moved, just by the things that he taught me. He taught me how to change a tire when I was like 16. I was like, girl, what the fuck?
I gotta learn.
I need this shit in my life. Okay. I need somebody that's gonna teach me some shit that I can use in the everyday basis. Mm-hmm. To this day, if you put me in any type of situation, I bet you I can survive.
Bet I float that bitch. Mm-hmm. Bet I float
I bet I can, bet I can make something out of nothing in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm real ghetto. Yes, sir. Hell yeah.
No. Don't refer to it as ghetto, baby.
No, because I like to take the power back into... Because to me, ghetto just means you can take something and make it into everything. You can make a way out of no way.
I take it further than that. I call it country because we grew
that's
up...
That's just what we do.
We started in the country.
Survival 101.
Yeah, because we started in the country. You know what I'm saying? We started in the country and eating chitlins and shit like that, making something out of nothing... Making sure that they can feed their families.
Making the worst parts taste the best.
Exactly. Thanks. So, you can put me in any type of situation. I bet you I come out because I've learned that skill set from my father. So, when I was looking for a man, like my first relationship, he couldn't stand that motherfucker. He could. Oh, my God. If can't stand was a motherfucking person, my daddy wanted to.
Okay.
My daddy wanted to fuck that nigga up. Especially after that case. Oh, it was on and popping. Mm-hmm. I said, oh my God. I had to pray like, Lord, listen. I know you hear me. It's me. It's me again.
Written more.
Because his motto was too hot in the cot, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I said, Daddy, he going no. back. Okay. I said, no. No, sir, you're up in age. No, sir. Straight gangster. So, after that, I was like kind of upset that he ain't never get to meet Thomas because I think he would have loved Thomas. Because they...
This motherfucker that took apart her mic. Listen,
y'all. Hey, I just had to see.
Oh my God.
It's gonna make a fucking difference.
I can't wait till we start videoing this shit.
Me,
because this type of shit cannot be explained.
You. Hey. I got shit talk. Wait, got a question. So do church microphones really smell like ass?
I don't
know. And holy oil? Because people be saying like they be stinking because so many different people be talking into them.
Listen.
So, you know, if everybody seeing your voice is trapped in that mic.
I can't. I cannot. All I'm saying is because I don't know, I used to sing, so...
I ain't never had a solo, so I couldn't tell you.
I did. I had a couple. I actually led praise and worship. But I ain't never sniffed the motherfucking mic. Who right. does that?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Like, I would think it would smell like mic. Like, I think it would smell like fucking wires and...
Yeah.
Like, and metal. That's what the fuck is made of.
No, they probably talking about the church microphones that be having.
Oh, with the little black thing on it.
Yeah.
You bitches
say.
That's what they probably was talking about.
What the fuck?
Hot ass.
Hot ass breath.
Hot.
Listen.
I don't know, because I ain't never sniffed it. I didn't superstar the mic.
We shifted in y'all pants.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Listen. That's crazy.
Truly. Yes. Truly, truly y'all. Crazy.
I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
It was very insightful.
It really was. I appreciate you guys.
If nobody told
you today, your melanin is popping. Your whole aura is worthy. You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be in this time, in this frame, in this present gap of time and space.
Boom.
You were meant to be here with me, and I was meant to be here with you. And don't ever let anybody tell you that you're not worth it, that you're not important. That the dream that you have cannot come true because they're lying. They're lying.
Motherfucking lying.
For real.
Motherfucking lying. Because I'm motherfucking tired and they motherfucking lying. That's
true. Yes. Yes. Hello. I just... this is something that is mind-blowing to me. I tell you all the time, I did not... like, my sister is 10 years older than me. I grew up with her and my aunties, and having a relationship with women, period, has been a strain for me.
Who you telling?
Bro!
What?
What? All of my friends are dudes, okay? Yes. Dudes that probably like to fuck.
Oh my God.
Dudes that probably want to fuck.
I wish I had more male friends. You guys, hey, wait.
But that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Like, I wish I had.
You just be a solid ass girl. Like, and not be a weird ass chick. Like, don't act like a. Don't. I don't know.
I'm just the homie. I've always been the homie. I'm just real about shit.
Dudes, yeah, exactly. Don't be scared
weird.
To be real.
Yeah, I just be
like,
real.
Girls like to be all cute and shit, and they like to
be
lie and tell
shit.
Stories.
I'm
and dainty,
dainty
and
on certain
days. I have to say, my first real male friends were Mike and Ken. Like,
I agree.
Five years ago?
Well, I had some before
then.
Male
friends. It was only my
like a lot of dudes I went to high school with.
Other niggas you done came in contact with, you was dating or... yeah, dating or talking to?
I don't know.
I've always had male friends.
But some,
okay. I only had maybe two or three...
I've had some male friends like coworkers and stuff, but not no males that I really like. Let me hit this nigga up, like after, like what's up, boy? I ain't never had those.
Wow,
like just casual dude friends. Like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I've had those.
Yeah,
and then after high school, I realized that most of them wanted to bang me. But other than that, like. We were still cool. I don't see you like that.
I try to avoid awkward situations.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
No. What I would do is just tell them straight up, yo, I don't see you like that. You my nigga. You my bro. Like, I don't see you like that. And they'd be like, oh, okay, I respect that shit, and keep it moving.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually know specifically if any of my guys, like, want to hit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they notice the change in my body type.
Do you
and
have
they,
a vagina?
Yes, but I mean, they are in relationships.
That don't mean
and it
shit.
Rains.
But it's like, I mean, I know they comment on my body type. Well, you know, the change in my body, but I don't think it's like to the point
like,
where they
do. But that's a conversation
cool,
when you
game.
Ain't around. See, I always had that one guy friend that tell me everything that happens after I leave.
That
shit be hilarious. Okay. I was like, damn, y'all niggas be talking like this. This shit is hilarious. Tell me more. Gosh.
Tell me more.
And then I go back and be like, so y'all niggas is something else. And they be like, what?
Who said that?
Who said that?
What that happened? We ain't do that. Who said this shit?
Fucking liars. They be like, hell yeah, I said that shit. Did you see that picture you posted? Like, oh.
What shit?
Them to taste. But yeah, like shit, I ain't never really had girlfriends. Like, my best friend died when we was in our first year of college.
Best friend was cute.
You know, yeah. I had a boy best friend before.
I had a boy best friend. We kind of fell
out. That didn't...
He was called my twin. They called him my twin.
It didn't end well.
Oh, we actually had a conversation. We actually had a conversation a couple of months ago. We hadn't talked in years. Like, my dad died in 15. We ain't talked since 15. Something happened with my little sister. And... we all was in the group chat. And I'm like, okay, how the fuck did I, how did we get here? Now, we ain't talked in years. And so, after the group chat, he was like, can I call you? And I was like, sure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, we talking, and he like, well, I was like, you know, I ain't never really, like, I'm not mad at you. I never say nothing bad about you. You was my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, it ain't no hard feelings over here either. I was like, okay, I just wanted to clear the air. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that shit was amazing. Because I ain't never did no shit like that. Because if you fall out with me, something got to be wrong with you. Because I don't do shit right. to nobody. Like,
you feel
bro,
me?
Bro, like, I mind my own motherfucking business. I don't talk about shit. I stay in my own goddamn lane. So if we fall out or we stop talking, something happened.
Exactly.
And so we were talking. He was like, no. He was like, I did feel a certain kind of way about the graduation thing. And I was like, that literally was out of my hands. And I was trying to explain to you that was out of my hands. And we always was like this. So anytime something would happen, it'd be me and him. He had my back, I had his back. But this particular situation, it was his graduation. And I wasn't trying for him to leave his fucking party to come pick me up. Like, that's selfish as fuck. Mm-hmm. Then next thing I know, the conversation gonna be, well, you know, I had to go pick up B, so I kind of missed that. Nah, I ain't want that type of shit to happen. So I just didn't go. Mm-hmm. I just didn't go. I called him and talked to him about it, but he didn't give a fuck because he felt like I should have been there whether he had to pick me up or not.
Mm. I agree.
Yeah.
Listen, I am that friend. Y'all already know. I don't get no
I am
too.
But at that particular moment, I was...
Cleo don't care.
It's going to take a lot more than, oh, I don't want you to do that to keep my motherfucking ass from coming.
Literally.
I know, and I knew that, so you I didn't even make up any... I had got a room.
Oh, you need help? I'm coming.
Yeah.
Still come.
What grocery room?
Yes. Right. You at an intersection, I pick you up and take you myself. I get a faster.
Listen. And I knew he would do that. So what I did not... So I called him, but I called him later on that night. I sent him a message, but I called him later on that night.
I ain't never met
nobody.
Because
my ride just fell through.
Aggressively nice.
Right. She just didn't... She just was like, nah, I ain't coming.
I don't think my boyfriend liked that shit, though. I don't think he like that shit. The fuck?
Cause
I just be like, hey, you need anything, babe? I wanna help. Can I help you? Would you like me to help you?
Right. Yeah.
He's like, no. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm fine. Oh, you sure? You sure? All right. Just let me know. Baby, you need anything? You're sick. You need something? I can get you some medicine. Eat some pussy.
Everything. Everything's good. All right. Fine.
You need anything? You good?
Cool.
Babe, I am good. Please. Oh. Okay. All right.
Fine. It's kind of
sounded kind of aggressive. I think I'm going to cry.
I'll cry later. Anyway, so you need some socks.
Need some socks or something? Need some gloves? It's getting cold outside. Need some gloves?
Right.
They need some gloves? Need some gloves?
I understand
gloves.
That. Him but I, that's not what I didn't want the narrative to be that. I just didn't want the narrative to be that. Yeah. And I know that he wouldn't have cared because he's much like that. And I'm much like that, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
At that particular moment, shit was happening, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, if you fall out with me, it's definitely you. It's not me. Because I would do everything in my power to try to make the situation better.
But what happened, though? Okay, so, with that said...
Now, if I don't like you, and I fall out with you, there's
that's a totally different.
And you fucked.
Yeah, exactly. You fucked up.
Yeah,
you fucked up.
But if you don't fuck with me,
yeah. Okay, so the part two of that was he told me that I wasn't a real friend because I wouldn't let him do that for me. So that was part of the reason he stopped talking to me.
He ain't a real friend because he ain't come get your ass anyway. Right. Which I heard what you said, but did you hear what I said?
Right.
And that would have been the end of that. He crazy as hell. That nigga really ain't want to come get you because he would have came and got you if he wanted to.
Exactly. Just wanted to be mad about something.
Bing dong. Well, and that was the first time I ever heard that. Like, oh, you ain't a real friend. Like, oh.
That's because that nigga had other plans and then he fucked up. It just don't sound right because
A real friend ain't gonna say, well, I didn't come get you because I thought anything. Nigga, I ain't thought shit. I told you I was coming to get you, and I'm, right. and I'm coming.
Bitch, I'm outside.
I'm outside. Bring your ass outside.
Let me tell you. So, motherfucker, Ty popped up in my house like, I'm outside, come on. What are you doing? I'm laying in the bed crying. Why are you crying? I don't know. I'm just having a day. Okay. Well, bitch, I'm outside.
So you gotta bring your
get your ass in this car. I said, am I being kidnapped? Yes, bitch. Well, can I wash my ass at least? Bitch, you can wash your ass at my house. Grab you some motherfucking clothes. Let's go. Right. God damn. I'm so aggressive. I was like, shit.
Okay,
talk to me like that. I like that kind of shit. Don't do that.
That's crazy. This nigga pulled up 2 hours away, and I didn't know she was coming.
Nigga. Well, her ass will pop up on you, okay? Will pop up on that ass. Like, bitch, what we doing?
Her halfway dead. She still came. Look, nigga.
All you hear is this. Look, all you hear is this.
You hear that loud ass car?
Like, what up, though? Who the fuck is this? Open the door, bitch. It's me.
Hey, bitch.
It's me.
It's a me, my nigga.
Hello.
Listen.
Yes. Like, damn.
Aww. How you doing, my nigga?
My nigga. It's a me.
Shout out to you, Ben.
True.
That man, loyal. That's some loyal shit right there.
The two of us look no more.
Get it.
We both found what we were looking for.
Impromptu. Sing along.
With a friend to call my own, we'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
First of all, listen. Listen, when I say that shit right there is our life, impromptu singing and dancing, oh,
facts.
It's gonna be amazing.
Amazing.
You are too, my queen.
It's my queen.
Whoa.
So, you know what? I always thought, like, being a fat girl came with some good-ass perks. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, ultimately, if a nigga fuck with you, he know he got to bring some type of food to the table.
Hell yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so already, you know, already mean, like, if you stepping up for this sign-up sheet, you know, like, you
bitch,
come with
like
something
to eat.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, not only that, you know, it's just certain stuff you expect. You're like, okay, are we going to do an activity? It has to be fat girl friendly. Like,
facts.
Don't take me no motherfucking where you know I'm
bitch,
I'm not doing no
rock climbing. Ho.
I'm not going to fit. Or, you know, like, don't take me nowhere to do shit that you know I'm not going to do.
Right.
Okay? Yes, it look cute when it's doing the real itty bitty bitches get in a go-kart and they go vroom vroom.
Yeah.
I'm not getting down that low to get in the fucking go-kart.
Nah, bitch. No.
I'm not doing that shit.
No.
Now laser tag is cool. It's kind of a big target. But you know what I'm saying? I can duck and roll.
I fucking can't with her.
I can shuck and drive. You know, some shit like that. But I oh my goodness, I don't know.
Listen,
you know, I'm just saying, I'm all for it though. I'm all fucking for it.
I just want them to understand that she motherfucking time. Okay, I just want people to understand that just because we big girls don't mean that we like all fat girl shit.
Exactly.
No, right.
I like to, like, I don't just
like bitch.
To
we first of all, we like to smell good. That is a fucking myth. Big girls don't stink. Not all of us, okay?
Oh, y'all gotta see my bathroom body. I know they say fat niggas stink.
No,
they say
be like,
big
girls stink. Bitch,
what? You motherfucking lying.
You motherfucking lying. None of my bitches stink.
I might be a little thirsty right now because it's hot in here. We gonna edit this first.
Y'all like wait, everybody? No, but everybody seriously, like somebody,
it's crazy. It's crazy because like when I'm at work or any place I work at, like people.
Is devastating.
Women and men. People walk up to me.
I'm tired of foreigners telling me they want to have hot sex with me.
Oh my God.
I want to have hot sex with you.
What the fuck is up with that?
Your bosom.
It's an Arab at my job.
It's an Arab at your
job. No lie. Okay. And he's like sitting next to me outside because I go out in the smoker section anyway because I like to get air on my motherfucking break. It's hot as fuck in here. Okay, so I'm over there minding my own goddamn business. Over here playing motherfucking best fiends and shit. He come over there, scoots next to me. And I'm like, first of all, Corona, so bitch. Like, you too close. Give me 50 feet, bitch. So I kid you not. I'm sitting on the bench like this. He scoots up behind me like
my right name is here.
Like right here. I'm like. So I'll scoot over. He's like, oh, you don't have to scoot over. I like
you
a little
you don't you. Have to scoot.
Whoa, bitch.
You don't have
all
to.
All fat bitches not hot all the time. Right. I ain't warm. I'm cold, ho. I got anemic. Right. I'm anemic, ho.
I am anemic, Mr. Ahmed.
I just hate when people just walk up to me and just fucking sniff me for the hell of it. That irritates my soul.
The hell you got just walking?
Nigga, people really walk up and sniff me like they'll walk
to report their ass. HR.
Listen, it's not just at work. It's like in life. People, I told y'all I went to the fucking party. My little sister had a party. And the girl kept sniffing me all night. She was like, I kid you not. Skinny bitch kept walking up on me like this. Oh, you smell so good. What you got on? I'm like, I don't know.
These nuts.
I was like,
these nuts.
I'm like, I mixed my perfume myself, so I don't know what the fuck I got on, honestly.
Some of this and some of that.
Oh, my God, you smell so good. Hey, don't she smell good as fuck? Bae, come smell her. Why the fuck are we smelling me? Why? Why are we smelling me?
I finally found a fat girl that smell good, y'all.
I swear that's why I be thinking, like, she sniffed me because I'm big and she think I'm going to stink. What's going on here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Her hair smell good, too. Like,
she over here smelling like a whole damn cinnamon bun.
What the fuck is this? Help me, bitch. I'm looking at my sister like, bitch, help me.
Get your friends.
Get your motherfucking people, dog.
Hey.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, okay? I'm sick of the big girl myths. Yeah. Oh, she stank. No, bitch, you stank. How you that small, you stank.
What I will tell you, that's not a myth.
Now you got that motherfucker right.
The motherfucker.
You motherfucker right.
You motherfucker right.
You said it best.
That was great.
That was great. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to tune in next Friday. Next Friday, we will be back. Don't forget to share this podcast. We on everything. Spotify. Motherfucking podcast.
Google Podcasts.
Pocket Cast.
All that good stuff. It's your favorite cousin, Lundy Love, in the building, y'all.
It's just me, B.
My name is Asia, and I am a motherfucking tired.
And this has been Shift Talk.
Peace out.
Yes, sir. In the shift. We clocking out, y'all.
My name is Asia, and I'm motherfucking tired.
I'm B. Just me.
And it's your favorite cousin, Lundy Love, y'all.
And we are
Shift Talk. Let's get into it. Welcome, 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 everybody, back to your favorite podcast with your favorite host in the building. All right. So, gang, I'm going to let y'all get some time to come on. Hit them with it, B.
Come on in the room.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So, this week, I got a little bit of an interesting topic for y'all today. Like, we're going to be talking about some different type stuff. So, you know, I was just thinking, sitting, smoking, thinking, you know, that good stuff. Like, why is it so many crisis actors or people out here playing double roles and all this crime and stuff going on, and like how the elite get away with a lot of different things? So it just got me thinking, like, everybody on this bitch ain't human. It like, clearly it can't be. Can't just be animals and humans. Some people were born, other people were created. So I did a little bit of, you know, research, and I'm gonna share with y'all why I came to this conclusion. I want y'all to give me some more feedback on it and why, what y'all think. So, like, y'all remember that show Kyle XY?
Yeah.
All right, bet. All right, so for those of you viewers who don't,
nigga ain't had no belly button.
Exactly. Nigga ain't had no belly button. And you know the reason why he didn't have a navel? It's because he was grown in a freaking lab.
Petri dish?
Exactly. They tried to tell us before when we
were
younger.
They said Michael Jackson kids was test tube babies.
Exactly. And we didn't heard that shit our whole life.
Mm-hmm. I'm 27.
Yes. It's a bunch of test tube babies out here. So, yeah. So that happened. They told us about Kyle XY and stuff. And in 95, no, so let's go before 95, before GMO. Let's go back to, well, no, before cloning. Cloning happened in 96.
And July, sheep, right?
Yeah, Dolly. And July 5th, 96 is when they first cloned the first sheep. But before then, they introduced us to GMO in 1973. GMO is a genetically modified organism. So, first you manipulating crops. You can manipulate genes. Exactly. You can manipulate genes and genetics. And y'all already know in today's age, 2020, is people having babies and picking specific traits and characteristics. Because of the fact that they can do gene splicing with the GMO. They can manipulate some stuff, add some stuff in. Uh-huh. And, you know, and in 96, they already showed us that they have the ability to clone.
Okay.
When they did the sheep. But it's just kind of like immoral to do it on humans. So they tried not to. And in 1956... the first human to receive HGH, which is human growth hormone, was in 1956.
That's like to help like with transferring genders?
No, so human growth hormone, it was originally designed to help dwarves live normal lives so they can grow a little bit taller. Athletes were using it to get stronger, get taller, get bigger.
Kind of like steroids.
Yes, it that's exactly what it is. It's a type of steroid.
Okay, yeah.
So they have been using that since 1956. So you got human growth hormone. So now we can grow human cells in a petri dish outside of a human.
Okay.
Then we went from that to being able to manipulate cells and stuff with GMO. Or from, they like to say organisms or plants and shit. Then after that, after the GMO shit, they started cloning. And now you can have babies grown in an incubator. You don't even need the mama no more. You don't need the mama or the daddy. Now you can just hatch a fucking kid. Like,
it's just, fucking pokey gotta get the balls.
Exactly. And it's so, like, if you look online and look up all the different crises and school shootings and all that good stuff that has happened, you will see some of the same people that supposedly died, you know, in one tragedy. They're in the other tragedy. Like, what these niggas, Kenny now? They just coming back to life and shit? So, like, what the fuck is going on? That's just what I was thinking about today, y'all. So, what's y'all feelings on that?
Who is right? Creepy shit happens in the middle of nowhere.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not far off from what exactly is going on. I mean, did y'all remember seeing the movie? I think it was like Divergent and shit, a Divergent Surgeon, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. It was like the cousin of Hunger Games.
Yes,
mm-hmm. but it was more dope. It was
very, very good movie.
So, watch them all. If we are under a dome or in a fucking bubble, it's only oh so much of this that is actually really going on. How much of this is really simulated, right? Mm. So how many and how many people are actually
drones?
Exactly. Wow.
Drone people. Bam, bam, bam. Drop
the mic. I mean, it could be me. I'm too random.
I have a belly button.
Yeah, they would have had to cut my circuit off. They would have like, shut that bitch down. She off grid.
Tap you on the back of the neck.
They say, hey, like, see that motherfucker tap on the shoulder at work is actually how they be turning niggas off. Say, well, come on, you tap your ass 3 times.
Sleep, bitch.
Sleep. Put her in the car.
Ooh. Exactly.
But wow. You know, like, if people are, like, for real out here, just, like, I mean, you got certain people that believe that they're aliens. I mean, shit, Lil Wayne, he said he from Mars.
Facts.
Yeah. He says he's not human all the time. Yeah.
Should we
really have to stop believing these people?